12 minutes up on the clock here in week six. Warsaw 28, Plymouth 7. Tigers facing third down. Third down and about 3.5 as we start quarter four from their own 38-yard line. Duncan in the backfield behind Brock, and it's going to be Brock on the keeper. He'll turn upfield. He'll get hit at the 40, and he's bounced to the outside, and then he goes down. Where are they going to mark the ball? His forward progress was the 40. Are they going to say he ran back on purpose?
Yep.
They are. They're going to mark the ball back at the 36-yard line. So that's a huge loss. And now it's fourth down and 5.
That's an uncharacteristic mistake there by QB. Knowing he had the chains.
All he had to do really was fall forward. Yep. And he bounced backwards and tried to make more of it.
That's his mentality, though. He's not satisfied. He's always wanting to.
Warsaw's going to take time out here. The play clock running down to 6, now 5. I don't know if Bart Curtis is rethinking this or not. Probably not, since he's walking out onto the field. We'll keep it here with 11:08 to play in the game. Warsaw leading Plymouth 28-7.
Yeah, what I was trying to say there, it's not like Quentin to say, okay, I've got enough yards, I'm just going to fall down. He's always going to be wanting to fight for that extra yard.
Yep. Sometimes, though,
yes,
as Harry Carey used to say, discretion is the better part of valor. Right?
Yes.
Discernment shows wisdom. And that time he tried to make something extra when he didn't really need to. And now the Tigers are backed up, facing fourth down and 5. And if Bart Curtis was rethinking it, he would have immediately turned and said punt. He did not. He ran out in the middle of the offensive huddle. My guess is this is motivational. This is, we need 5 yards. You big guys up at the front, you need to move some people around.
Right.
You guys with the ball, you need to execute this play right. If we do, we'll get a first down. We'll get more than that. They have to get the ball to the 41-yard line to get a first down. Plymouth, who just scored, hoping they can get the ball back, only down by 21. Brock from the 36. Takes the snap, going to pump fake, going to throw up the far side, looking for Grady Nelson, and he couldn't hang on to it. He got one hand on it. He could not get both. And he's a little slow to get up. And the Rockies have taking the ball back from the Tigers at Warsaw's 36-yard line.
That was almost a unbelievable catch.
That would have been a SportsCenter top 10 moment.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because Grady had to reach out with his left hand, and I think my eyes are going bad. But I think he had it for a split second. I think the ground just might have.
I think so, too. I think he's a little slow to get up. I think he got the wind knocked out of him. Well, the Rockies have a chance here, down by 21 with 11 minutes left, and Shively's going to keep it and run to the left, which is the near side of the field, and he'll get inside the 35 to the 33-yard line, a gain of 3, and it'll be second down and 7. Tigers had a 28-0 lead. Plymouth scored the last time they had it, and now they've got a great chance to score again. It's second down and 7 from the Tiger 33. 3 wideouts, all to the wide side, which is the right side of the formation. Shively will again run to the right. Gets hit. Oh, he gets grabbed on. Matthew Flores Ortega grabbed his leg and did not let go, and there is a flag down right in the middle of the pile. Let's see what that's about.
And that was a late flag, too.
It was.
It's good to see Grady back out there.
Yeah, I think he landed flat on his back, and I just think he got the wind knocked out of him.
Which is a horrific feeling.
It's the worst. Personal foul. Block below the – oh, called against the Tigers.
That's the second time this year we've had that called against us.
On defense.
Yep.
Bart Curtis begins a slow stroll out in the field to find out what that's about. That's a huge penalty. That's a 15-yard walk-off. That'll be a first down also for the Rockies. And move the ball down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. 10:35 left to play in the game. Warsaw with a 28-7 lead, but Plymouth with a great chance to get back within two scores. Shively waits for the snap, takes it, going to run forward, going to dance to the left, gets inside the 15, and goes down at about the 10-yard line. Give him a gain of six on the play. Sinclair and Villa on the stop. Pohl was also there. Second down and four. Actually, where they put the ball down was at the 11-yard line, so it's second down from there. They have to get the ball just inside the 7-yard line. 10 minutes left. 28-7 Tigers, but Plymouth threatening to score again. Shively takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Hollum. He breaks a tackle at the 10, runs in through Strawn. He'll drag him down at the 9-yard line. Gain of two on the play. Third down coming up for the Rockies with 9.5 minutes left to go.
This is a huge third down for Plymouth right here. Third and fourth down.
Yes, two downs to get these 3 yards. Shively, hands on knees, takes the snap, pitches right. Hollum turns upfield. He's got the first down. He'll be down at the 5-yard line. First and goal for Plymouth with 9:14 left to play in the game. And the Tigers leading 28-7. Well, Plymouth 15 feet away from cutting that deficit even more. And quickly, they go to the line of scrimmage now. Shively will hand off to Hollum right up the middle, and he's to the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Plymouth, with 9:01 to go. And it's 28-13 in favor of the Tigers.
And the Tiger defense has been playing so well most of the night. These last two drives have got to be, I don't want to say demoralizing, but, man, just getting pushed around. Haven't really given up any big plays, but just, man, those 3-, 4-, 5-yard plays, and just keep – Plymouth just keeps hammering at us.
Well, they got it. Kick is up. The kick is good. 9-1 to play in the game. It's 28-14 now in favor of Warsaw. And we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, the game just got a little more interesting. Plymouth has scored again, back-to-back possessions. Again, nothing fancy, Andy.
Nope.
They are lining their big 275-pound-per-man offensive line against the Tigers, and they're just pushing them around.
Yep, pushing them around. It's kind of like they're just kind of leaning on us, and you can see a lot of, especially the defensive linemen for Warsaw, a lot of hands on hips. But those two drives took quite a bit out of us.
So that is 64 yards in 2 minutes and 1 second.
Yeah.
To get into the end zone.
How long was that first touchdown drive for Plymouth?
64 yards and 6:18.
Yeah. And then your offense goes 3 and out or 4 and out. And
yeah.
You're asked to come right back on the field. There we go. I can hear myself a lot better now.
So after the kick is fielded by Bradford, Warsaw starts from their 40, first down and 10. Brock. Option play up the middle. It's Brody Duncan. Duncan gets across the 45. He'll get to the 46-yard line. 6 yards on a first down carry for the senior, Brody Duncan. Came into the game with a team-high 52 carries, but only for 185 yards and 4 scores.
Just run that play 10 times and get out of here.
Yes, sir. That'd be fine. 8:33 left. Warsaw leading by 14. Brock takes his time, now goes under center, takes the snap. Oh, Duncan got hit. Oh, and he got away. Duncan got hit right at the 47 and got spun around and then backed up 3 yards and got almost to the 50-yard line. He's short of the first down by a half a yard, officially a gain of three. It's third down and a foot.
How do you like that balance?
Oh, most kids would have went down in a heartbeat. Not that kid. Warsaw needs to convert here on third down. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. Tigers leading by 14. Just shy of the midfield stripe. Brock takes the snap. Duncan again. First down, Tigers. He runs right into Carlos Carrillo, who grabs him and hangs on. It's a gain of four to the Plymouth 47. First down for the Tigers with 7:40 left to play in the contest, and the Tigers leading by 14.
And I don't know if I'd like, especially, to run into that gentleman.
No.
71 for Plymouth?
No.
No,
and
thank you.
You want to talk about two guys who couldn't be built more differently. Duncan, 5'7", 165, and Carrillo, 6'2", 320.
Yeah.
He literally weighs twice as much. And this is Schenck up the middle, and he'll get a yard to the 46-yard line. Kleindienst with the stop for Plymouth. Second down and 9 coming up. That clock keeps moving. It's down to 7 minutes left to play. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, drive the game, play the game, all coming up. The clock's still the Tigers' friend.
Absolutely.
Because even if they give the ball up now, Plymouth, the way they've been moving the ball down the field has been very slowly. Surely, but slowly.
Yep.
Second and 9 from the Plymouth 46. Pitch sweep left. Parker Sweet with blockers in front. He's the 40. Turns up field. And he got the first down. Inside the 40 to the 36-yard line. Parker Sweet, primarily a defender, but you put him in that halfback position, and he is dangerous.
He's not only dangerous, but smart there, because a lot of guys would have kept going outside and run the risk of being pushed out of bounds and stopping the clock.
Yes.
He cut that ball up to stay in bounds and keep that clock moving.
Warsaw 28, Plymouth 14, now 6:15 left to play in the game. Tigers marching toward the south end zone, burning off precious seconds. Schenck in the backfield. Brock with the play clock at 13. Slowly walks up behind Zach Reniker. Now he's under center. Plymouth showing blitz. They're coming. Option play left, Schenck, and he's got yardage across the 35-yard line. And initially, Plymouth stopped, but he was never really down. He gets 4 yards down to the 32.
And yeah, the refs never blew the whistle.
No. That's a good no call by them.
Absolutely.
Because that would be easy. Everybody stopped for the referee to blow his whistle, and he did not. Second down and 6. Ball inside the 32-yard line of the Rockies. The Plymouth defense has hardly been out on the field here in the second half, so they should be very spry. Harmon, wing left. Sweet, wing right. Duncan in the backfield behind Quentin Brock. It's Duncan up the middle, and he's got room across the 30. He's down to the 26-yard line. They're going to mark him short of the first down, inside the 27. And it'll be third down and about a foot. But again, partially because Warsaw had the Wauwatosa and Goshen games where they had second string kids in, Warsaw's third down is 33%.
Yeah.
A lot of that is in the second half and the fourth quarters of games where they were way ahead. Brock under center, takes a snap, Duncan left, first down as he squirts inside the 25-yard line to the 23. Gain of 3 yards for Brody Duncan. He and Schenck swapping the duties. First down Tigers. 4:30 to play in the game. Two more first downs, this ball game's going to be over.
Well, I was just going to say, too, this is play number 7 of when I said that we need to just run that thing 10 more plays.
Yep. From the 23, ball on the left hash mark. That's the wide side of the field, or the left side of the field, and Plymouth jumped off sides. Plymouth jumped off sides. Again, Ancy trying to jump the snap count. And that'll move the ball inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line. First and 5 coming up for Warsaw with 4:12 to go. And the clock winds again.
I'm going to assume Quinton will let that play clock run down.
I would think so. It's at 19 as they break the huddle. And wings on either side. Harmon on the left. Sweet on the right. And they're going to pitch it to the right. Harmon's going to turn upfield. Now he's going to bounce to the outside. He's going to be grabbed by the shoulder pads and thrown out of bounds. And officially it's no gain. They're going to mark him out right at the 18-yard line. Second down and 5 coming up for Warsaw. 3:45 left to play in the game. Warsaw leading 28-14 at Plymouth. Now the ball's on the near hash mark. Right side of the field is the left side of the formation as Warsaw works toward the south end of the rock pile. Nelson in there is the tight end on the left. Wings on either side. Carl the only wide out, and he's very close to the end of the line on the right. Brock up the middle, Duncan, and he'll push the pile inside the 20, inside the 15, and down to the 14-yard line. And Plymouth is going to take timeout. Timeout Rockies, their first of the second half. 3:39 left to play in the game. Warsaw 28, Plymouth 14. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy and Scott and Steve together again on a Friday. 3:39 left to play in the game. Warsaw had a 28-0 lead. Plymouth has scored a couple times here in the second half to get to within 14. The Tigers facing third down and about a yard from the Plymouth 14-yard line. And Quentin Brock goes under center, and he again hands off, and it's Duncan. He got the first down inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9. I don't know the numbers. I won't know them until the morning when I do the stats off the film, but it feels like Warsaw's been a lot better on third down tonight.
I think you're absolutely correct there. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, you're right, I think some of the second, third stringers were out there in previous games, but I think we're a lot better on third down tonight.
And the Tigers have an injured offensive lineman. It's Rock Lambert, the 6'5", 300-pound sophomore. The training staff from Warsaw is out to look at his lower body. Not what you want anytime.
No.
But especially in the last 3.5 minutes of a football game that you're up 2 touchdowns in. Helmet off, sitting up.
That's a good sign.
And they're trying to help him up. And his left ankle is very heavily taped. And I'm wondering if that's the issue. I'm hoping, frankly, that's the issue. Trevor Pruitt, the trainer on the case here for Warsaw, trying to help Rock off the field. That's a big dude that you're trying to help off, right? I mean, he has the body of a guy who could play on Saturdays.
For sure.
On TV, you could watch. Like I said, 6'5", 300, just a 10th grader. First and goal, Tigers from the 9. Leading 28-14, 3:35 clock running, fourth quarter. Now the clock stops. The referee's looking up in the sky.
I saw drones earlier.
Well, we have a drone.
We do, and they're legal.
But we have been told to take them down. Where were we? I forget where we were. Was that Fort Wayne?
Yeah, that was the first game of the year. Yep.
Yes.
But they're I guess it's up to the home team?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to ask Coach Curse about that when we talk to him for Tiger Talk. Now Bart Curtis is talking with the head linesman on the far side, and now the referee will come over and they'll have a chat. Warsaw has a drone. And they have a young man who sits on the sidelines and operates it. And it's well above the field. It's well above light level. And they've been operating it
the whole game
until now. Right? There's 3:35 left in the fourth quarter. And so that this is a problem now, the officials should be embarrassed by. Because they've been doing this the whole game.
Yeah. And I don't know
and
if
they
it was
do
the,
it every game.
I don't know if it was the Plymouth coaching staff that alerted them.
I don't know. There's nothing to alert.
Right.
It's a drone.
It's a drone.
And it's for video purposes. When I go through the film on Saturday mornings before Tiger Talk, I get that drone view. And sometimes some of the stuff that happens is fascinating to watch from that angle. So Coach Curtis is still pleading his case with the referee.
Welcome to 2025. We're talking about drones.
Well, now the referees come over to talk to the line judge. Now all of them are going to be involved in this conversation. Again, Warsaw's done this. Warsaw does it all the time. And we're in a delay here while these five guys figure out what to do about it. They're pointing up to the sky, and what's in the sky is the drone with a camera on the bottom of it that shoots in high definition and gives the...
I'm going to throw a flag. Unsportsmanlike.
Are you kidding me? They've given Warsaw a 15-yard penalty for flying their drone over the field.
Now I've seen everything.
It's drone gate.
That's unbelievable.
They backed the ball up to the 24-yard line. And it's first and goal from the 24.
Oh, my word.
Warsaw flies this drone over the field every game. It's 100 feet off the ground. Unbelievable.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
I can't wait till they turn that one into the HSAA. See what they say. It's first and goal now from the 24. Option play left. Brock's going to keep it. Oh, he pitched back late. He pitched it behind Fitzpatrick. It's loose back at the 20-yard line. And Warsaw recovered. Warsaw recovered or the ball went out of bounds. Not sure which. Warsaw ended up with the ball, and whoever had it was out of bounds. So give Brock a 3-yard gain. Plymouth calls timeout. 3:25 left to play here in a game that's gone off the rails. It's 28-14 Tigers. Timeout Rockies back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger and Andy on a Friday here in Plymouth. 3:25 left to play in the game. Warsaw 28, Plymouth 14. Second and goal for Warsaw from the 21. It was first and goal from the 9, and Warsaw got a penalty for flying their drone over the field, which had been flying over the game for 3.5 quarters. That's the first time we've seen the penalty thrown for it. They've been asked to move it in the past. Option play right. Oh, and Schenk gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. He barely got the ball before he got stopped. And Plymouth is going to take another timeout. That'll be their final timeout. 3:23 left to play here in the game. Timeout Rockies, 28-14. Warsaw back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Bannis. Scott Smith on the stats. Steve Scott back at the station. Third and goal for the Tigers from the Plymouth 21-yard line. 3:23 left to go in the game, in a game that for 3.5 quarters flew by, and all of a sudden a drone, the Warsaw camera drone, brought everything to a screeching halt. Can't wait to ask Coach Curtis about that for Tiger Talk tomorrow. Third and goal from the 21. Schenk in the backfield. Tight formation, take the pitch, rolling her out. Brock looking, throws it on the run. He's got Harmon at the 10. He's to the sideline. He stays in bounds, tiptoes the sideline, and goes out of bounds at the 3-yard line. It's an 18-yard pass play to Wyatt Harmon, and now it's fourth and goal for the Tigers from the 3-yard line.
A great pass there by QB. On the run there, just making a very accurate pass.
The Tigers lead the offense out there. I thought they might try to go for the field goal to go up three scores with 3:16 left. Instead, they will go for it. Carl wide to the short side, and Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers. We will keep it here with 3:16 to go and remind you that Tiger Talk is tomorrow at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Quint Brock and Daylon Fitzpatrick will be our special guests.
Okay.
Then Cubs and Cardinals coming up tomorrow, 1:45 pregame show on News.Warsaw. And then Sunday depends on what happens tonight and tomorrow with the Cubs. If the Cubs have wrapped up the home field advantage, we're carrying the Colts at 4. If not, then I'll be in charge of trying to figure out what to do next. Hopefully that won't be an issue.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully the Padres will just go ahead and lose to the Diamondbacks tonight, and we can call it good.
Well, we scored 12 today. I'd like to hope we're heating up at the right time. Getting swept at Cincinnati was not ideal.
No. They just won one of those games.
Yeah.
We'd be fine. Here we go, 4th and 3. Warsaw with a 28-14 lead and 3:16 left to play here in the game. Brock, hands off. Shank up the middle, touchdown. Shank up the middle for the score, his second of the game. And that should do it. Warsaw now leading 34-14 with 3:14 to go.
That was just like the first play of the game for Warsaw. A 3-yard up the middle by Michael Shank, which in essence will put this game away. We can turn our focus to Mishawaka next week. That will be an excellent game up at the Steel Stadium.
Steel Stadium. Which is now turf since the last time we've been there. Extra point try is pending. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it's good. 35-14, Warsaw with the lead. 3:14 left to play here in the game. And we're back after this 30-second break on News Now Warsaw. We have another Tiger down on that extra point. It is offensive lineman Andrew Contreras. So the Tigers in the last 15 minutes of real time have lost two offensive linemen to injury. And Contreras is up, and he's going to need assistance getting off the field.
Wow.
His right ankle was heavily taped. I'm hoping that also is the problem here. 60 yards on the drive for the Tigers. And it covered almost 6 minutes.
But definitely not in real time.
No. Of the 5 drives between the two teams in the second half, 4 of them have resulted in touchdowns. The only one that didn't was the Tigers' second of their 3 drives, which Warsaw turned over on downs, thrown 36-yard line, and gave Plymouth a short field. Whitaker now to kick off. The Tigers up 35-14. Whitaker has the ball teed up right in the X at the 40. 2 guys are deep for Plymouth. The ball's probably not going to get to them. Oh, he kicked it deep. And it's going to be Hunt having it go over his head, and he keeps it in bounds at the 1-yard line. He's going to be hit at the 18-yard line. The ball came out, and Warsaw's recovered. Warsaw's recovered. After the fumble, it's Brady Sauer. Sauer recovers the fumble inside the Plymouth 20-yard line. I don't know who hit him, but somebody rocked him pretty good.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get a number there, but whoever it was put their helmet right on that ball, and that ball just popped right on out. Heck of a play there.
Third turnover for the Rockies. 2 interceptions, and now a fumble on the kickoff. Warsaw will take over at the 17-yard line. 3:09 to go. And Quentin Brock and company go to work. Duncan behind him. Hand off to Brody up the middle. Hit at the 15. Hit at the 10. Still dragging guys down the field. Gets the 9-yard line. Gain of 9 yards and a first down carry for Brody. And the clock goes under 3 minutes. Warsaw with the lead, 35-14, and looking for 7 more.
And I think after that drone incident, we wouldn't have a problem putting another touchdown on the board.
Yeah, maybe. From the 9, ball to left hash mark. And they hand off up the middle. It's Duncan. He's got the first down, down to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Tigers. 2:23 left to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Drive the game. Final stats. Play of the game. Scores from Steve. And I'll be honest. I've been wrapped up in this. I haven't paid any attention. I'm fascinated to see how that Goshen-Wanwisee game turned out. Do some digging for me there.
Sure.
From the 5, first down and goal. 1:57 left. Warsaw still in an offensive formation. Quentin Brock. And whistles sound, and there's a flag down. Illegal procedure against the Tigers.
That was on Wyatt Harmon.
Okay. Bart Curtis is looking for a clarification of that. I don't think Bart's going to send these guys Christmas cards. It's just me. 1:45 left. First to goal from the 10. From the 10-yard line, first down. Brock hands off to Duncan up the middle, and he'll squirt through and get those 5 yards back plus one. Actually, give him 5 officially. Down to the 5. The clock continues to run down to 1:35 left to go. The Plymouth fans trying to encourage their team to get one more stop here before the end of the night. I think we all think that 43 is going to get it again up the middle. Brock under center. Hands it off. Duncan hit at the 4. Dives forward to the 3. Mark him down at the 2. So give him 3 yards.
Think you might see victory formation here?
I don't think so.
I think they'll try and pop one in here.
I think so. 53 seconds left. Yep. They're running a play. 40 seconds to go. Tigers leading 35-14. Third down and goal from the 2. Brock takes his time, gets under center, hands it off. Duncan to the end zone, touchdown. Officially a 2-yard run. Brody Duncan is in, and the Tigers tack on another one. It's 41-14 with 24 seconds left.
And that was just right up the middle. Nothing fancy there. Obviously, we're not going to run anything elaborate that last drive, but that was just a right up the middle. Well blocked. About to make it 42-14.
And it's Conley for the point after try. Harmon to hold it. Reniker to snap it back to him. There's the stat. There's the spot. Kick is away. And the kick is good. 42-14 Warsaw. 24 seconds left to play in the game.
So I think if you're a Warsaw fan, I think the only thing that you're looking at, if you're nitpicking, are those two drives that Plymouth had at the end of the third and the start of the fourth quarter. Really put our, got to be 28-14. I'm not saying that the game was in jeopardy by any stretch, but you'd like to have that Warsaw Tiger defense really shut the door there and go home with a
– yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Not let them score. I think those were the only two – things that probably could be fixed. And for the first really time all year, I don't know, we played Warren Central, we played Concord, but the times that, if I remember correctly, the times that they would score were in these explosive plays down the field.
Yes.
Not a sustained 10-12 play drive.
Yep.
Which we gave up tonight. So it's, if we're going to take anything away from our defense on that point, it's being able to get off the field.
And Plymouth did it by running the ball.
Right.
And they hardly threw the ball at all tonight.
Right.
And I'm still caught off guard by that. I really am. I thought Plymouth would try to attack the edges and get our corners out in space.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. 42-14 Warsaw. Whitaker now to kick off. Plymouth still in the same alignment they've been. Whitaker kicked off last time, got a touchback. Walks up to it, now runs up to it. Now he's going to bounce it down the field. It's grabbed by an up man who's going to be tackled back at the 45-yard line. And, well, they're not going to give him any forward progress at all. They're going to mark it back at the 40. 19 seconds to go. Time for a couple plays for Plymouth. And Warsaw will go to 4-2 in the season and be 3-1 in the conference. And Mishawaka will be all by themselves at the top of the heap, and Plymouth's going to take a knee here.
Yeah.
Plymouth is going to snap the ball and be done. 42-14, Warsaw wins at Plymouth. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.